So can you tell us about the story behind Commander's Car?
Well, it's a story about four men who were imprisoned in Auschwitz, and they made a remarkable escape in June 1942 by stealing the commander's car, or they say borrowing the commander's car, and driving out of Auschwitz. The song that I wrote, Commander's Car, is really about the last 5 seconds of their escape when they are 80 metres away from the final barrier and the final exit point, which is still down. They have no documents, they have no passes, they have no means of getting out of Auschwitz because they've stolen SS uniforms, but they're prisoners and they're very, very worried that they won't get through without the appropriate paperwork. So 80 metres, they see that the gate is down. 50 metres, they see the gate is down. 18 metres, they see that the gate is down. The guy who is playing the commander, Kazimierz Piechowski, is sitting in the front of the car, and a chap in the back thumps Kazik on his shoulder and says, "Kazik, do something!" Because they knew if they couldn't get through the final gate, they'd have to shoot themselves. And Kazik was all sort of frozen, and he came to his senses, and he suddenly realised he had to do something. He was the commander at that point. He had to act as if he was the commander. He opened the car door, showed his insignia to the Nazi soldier on the final checkpoint, and shouted some obscenity. You know, if you open, don't open this gate, I'll open you. Or words to that effect, but of course in a very stronger way of saying that. And the chap at the gate believed he was the commander and quickly proceeded to open the gate, and out they went. And that's the story. And the end bit of the music is the car leaving, and they are flying and they are free.